Jesus has risen. After the Sabbath, at the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.' So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. 'Greetings,' he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.' This is the word of the Lord."
Thank you, Jane. So, Easter. I wonder what the first thing is that comes into your mind when you think of Easter, other, of course, than Jesus and his death and resurrection. What's the first kind of thing that you think of? Easter? Easter eggs. Well done. I have here an egg, which I have tried to make red. And I've tried to make it red because apparently the first Easter eggs were eggs that people dyed red to remind them of Jesus' blood. There we are. It kind of looks like a mucky brown. I think my red dye was a bit old. But the red reminded them that Jesus had died. And the egg itself is quite hard. You can hear it. If I knock it against the wood, if I knock it against something next to me, you can hear it. It's got a very hard shell. And the idea of that was that it reminds us, perhaps, of the stone in front of the tomb, but also of the sealed tomb, completely enclosed, completely shut up, no way of getting in or out. And that's where they had laid Jesus' body on Good Friday. When they took him down from the cross, they carried him to the tomb, they put him inside, and they shut it. Now, when a hen or a little bird lays an egg, it becomes this solid, hard thing. Nothing can get in, and for a while, nothing can get out. But something amazing happens inside. There's new life that grows inside an egg. Just from a mess of kind of white stuff and yellow stuff, you get this marvelous new life. And when the time's right, it bursts out and a chick is born, or a little sparrow, or whatever it is that we see. And then the egg is no longer needed and it's thrown away. So, hard eggs, hard shells, crack them, and there's either an egg or a chick inside. When I was younger, Easter eggs were one of the best things of the year. My husband said to me this morning, "Why is chocolate associated with Easter?" And I had to say to him that, of course, after the fact that Jesus died and rose again for us and is alive, that's really good news. That's great news. The next great thing that shows us that God loves us is chocolate. That's why Easter eggs are made of chocolate. But when I was little, as I was saying, inside the egg, you used to get your eggs and it would be sealed up and you would crack it open and inside your egg would be the sweets, whatever it was going to be. They didn't come in a separate packet at the side. They were all actually in the egg. So the fun was cracking that egg. I wonder what, if we were to crack the story of Easter, we would find inside it. Now, I have placed around the church three eggs, and I need them to be found and brought to me, if possible. If you have a look around you, you might see a Cadbury's cream egg box. I know where they are. If anybody sees one, perhaps they'd like to bring it up. Anybody found them? I think I can see one that's been found. Here we go. Here's one. Lovely. Two. Excellent. Come and stand here for me. Somebody found the third one. We found the third one. Brilliant. Come and stand at the front for me, would you? Now, let's see what we can find. Would you like to open that up? Could you take them out of the boxes for me? Can you open it up and take it out of the box? Lovely. Now, you can have what's in the bottom of that box, and I'll have that. Okay. You can have what's in the bottom of your box. Let me just see this one first. So if I find my bog standard Cadbury's egg, it does actually say Happy Easter from Cadbury's on the inside, I'm pleased to see. If we open it up, though, it is actually sealed. Oh, right, we need to crack this open. So I'll give you a bowl. Would you like to, if you put those down for a second, would you like to just give that a bit of a crack into the bowl and see if you can find something inside it? Oh, what's there? There's a piece of paper. So what do we find in Easter today? We find a message. What does it say? Do you know?
Do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid. So when Jesus' disciples went to the tomb, they found that the stone had been rolled away. It was no longer empty. And it said, the angel said to them, don't be afraid. Now, if you were one of Jesus' followers and you'd watched him be crucified on the cross, and you'd seen how angry everybody was with Jesus and with his followers, I think that you'd be feeling a little bit afraid. And when you went to that tomb, you'd probably be a bit worried that someone might be waiting for you to say, oh, look, you were with him as well. Let's do something horrible to you. And they were probably feeling really scared. But the angel said, do not be afraid. This is great news. So we don't need to be afraid. Thank you. Would you like to leave that one with me? And take that one with you. What else might we find if we crack open our eggs? I think we need this one next. Should we take it out of the box? We open it up. Take it out of the box. Do you want to take it out of its wrapper? Shall I take it out of its wrapper? Okay, so we've got another egg, another normal egg. Gonna open it up. I have to say, I seal these up really well again. I'm quite impressed with myself here. Oh, and it's solid again. It's not in two bits. So we need to crack it into another bowl. Shall I get someone from the choir to crack it open this time? Get someone? Oh, lots of volunteers. Right.
Can we do it together?
Go on, do it together.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. A very decisive crack there. The stone has been rolled away well and truly. What was the second message? Here we are. You have to read the message as well if you've opened the thing.
He is not here. He's alive.
He's not here. He's alive. So those disciples went to the tomb. They looked in. They were scared, but they were told, don't be afraid. This is good news. And then the angel said, he's not here. You're looking for a dead body. You're looking to do the funeral things you need to do, but you can't because he's not here. Jesus has defeated death. He's won. Nothing needs scare us anymore because Jesus is more powerful than any force on earth or in heaven. He's not here. It's good news for us that the tomb was empty. It doesn't mean somebody stole the body. It doesn't mean that Jesus was defeated. It means that he's alive. Okay, last egg. What have we got? Rip it open. Good and solid? Yeah, good and solid. Give it a good crack. Yes, and a different version there. The thumbs in. That's a good way. Okay, what does it say?
Go and tell.
It says go and tell. Thank you. So, do you want to pick up the bits of chocolate off the floor? And then you can do whatever you like with those. Oh, very restrained. Perhaps it's just me that eats chocolate off the floor. So, the third message of Easter. Sorry. You can tell I've not been eating chocolate for a while. It's a bit desperate. The third message of Easter is go and tell. This great news is not just for us. It's not just for people who go to church. It's not just for people who try to live good lives. This great news that Jesus is alive, that he has burst from the tomb, that he has conquered death, and that he has reunited us with our loving Heavenly Father, that he's made a way for us to be friends with him again and to live with him forever. That good news is for everyone. And so the third important message from this empty tomb is that we must go and tell. Thank you. Do you want to take the cream egg with you? You go and sit down again? That's lovely. Thank you very much. So today we celebrate that Jesus rose from the dead, that he defeated death and opened the way for us to live once more as God intends us to, forgiven and freed and able to have a relationship with him. We don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be afraid. Because when we make a mess of things and we ruin little bits of our lives, God can forgive us and help us to start again. New birth comes at Easter, a new birth offer for each and every one of us. Nothing is so bad or so difficult or so deeply ingrained in us that God can't bring new life out of those situations. Jesus is not still in that grave. He's alive. We had that phrase, he's not here. Well, perhaps we ought to say, because he's not there, he is here. He is in us. That's good news when we ask him to be. He can hear us and he can speak to us. And our great news to share is that this is for everyone. Whatever they believe at the moment, whatever they do, however good or bad they are, God loves every single person on this planet. Even when we find it difficult to understand what some people do to others, and we've seen a lot of that on our news this week, still, those are people beloved by God. So as we crack open our Easter eggs today, or even just pull them apart because they no longer put them together properly, let's remember that Jesus is alive and that he wants us to enjoy and share this great news.